Okay, I'm here with Janis Karkninj of the Stratcom COE Centre in Riga, and you were talking during the panel there about the need to support journalism, increase levels of professionalism in Latvia. How might we go about that?
Yeah, I think this is what we observe in past, let's say, 5-7 years is a decline in certain professional standards which are adhered by journalists simply because media is undergoing serious economic challenges which are imposed by appearance of new media, and when media needs to struggle for survival, then of course everybody is looking for sources of savings, and we see, unfortunately, that quality is one of those elements that suffers the most. Quality journalism is at the very heart of democratic traditions of journalism, and no one can impose anything to journalists but themselves. So therefore, the answer to some of the challenges that we're facing now, especially also with the proliferation of a number of media or media outlets, so is to maintain and to strive for the maximum quality of journalism that would ensure that information which is channeled to general public is done in a best professional way.
And for the benefit of people like me who aren't entirely sure what strategic communications is, what is the actual work that the your center here in Riga undertakes on behalf of NATO?
No, we're looking at different aspects. In NATO there is a definition of strategic communications, and of course we're working in the framework of that definition, which was defined by North Atlantic Council in 2009. Broader speaking, strategic communications, that is mindset. That is mindset of policymakers being politicians or military policymakers, to embrace communications as a part of decision-making process, not to call in communicator when all strategic decisions are made and say, here is decision, now go and then sell it or communicate it. We know that information is a very powerful tool, and not necessarily all policymakers master the information science is, and therefore presence of communicators and making them part of the decision-making process is one of the elements of strategic communications.
And the Stratcom Centre has been set up reasonably recently, but we've seen the information war growing hugely, the importance of it, the fact that we're holding a seminar about it today, where maybe we wouldn't have been a few years ago. Do you have enough resources? Do you envisage that the Stratcom Centre will expand or will play a more prominent role in future?
I mean, of course, we hope that Center of Excellence, Stratcom Center of Excellence, will become a point of reference within NATO on the topic. Latvian government generously has allocated resources from Latvian state budget for the center, as well as sponsoring nations or founding members of the center also fund substantive activities of the center. Yes, we're hoping that 7 countries that are founding members, 3 Baltic states, United Kingdom, Germany, Italy and Poland, that we will have other countries joining us, and I expect new members arriving in the center. So I think that the prospects, especially in this geopolitical environment, are favorable to expansion of work of the center.